You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's largest archaeological exploration has uncovered the remains of a man who played a crucial role in Australia's modern history. The project's head of heritage, Helen Wass, says what they had been searching for was the breastplate placed on the coffin of Captain Matthew Flinders.
It's a relatively plain breastplate. I was rather hoping that maybe there was going to be a ship or an anchor, something that linked him to his nautical endeavours, but it's just so exciting to actually be able to see that here and to know that this was his grave.
Archaeologists have been working on this site for months ahead of the construction of a new high-speed rail line. It's not the first time this centuries-old burial ground has been disturbed. Matthew Flinders was interred here in July 1814, but in the 1840s, nearby Euston Station was expanded, taking over part of the cemetery. The rest became a park. In the process, Flinders' headstone was removed and historians believed his remains were lost forever. Urban legends suggested he was buried under Platform 15, but experts always considered that to be a myth. They were right. For archaeologists, it was an astonishing find. It's thought there are tens of thousands of people buried at this site, and Helen Wass says for Captain Flinders' remains to be discovered so early in the process is a remarkable stroke of luck.
And of course, he's at the slightly more affluent end of the burial ground. St James Chapel is just beyond his grave, and generally, the richer you were, the closer you were buried to church, to God, and we're expecting the poorer end to be towards Euston Station. Now, obviously, Matthew Flinders wasn't rich when he died, but he's in the slightly better end of the cemetery.
Captain Flinders was the commander of HMS Investigator, which circumnavigated the Australian coast and confirmed it as a continent. He's often credited with giving Australia its name. He and his cat Trim were honoured in 2014, the bicentenary of the explorer's death, with a memorial statue in the Euston Station forecourt. Australia's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, George Brandis, says a decision on where the remains will be reburied is yet to be made.
I hope that an appropriate form of memorial will be erected over the final resting place of Captain Matthew Flinders to mark his significance both in Australia's story and also his heroic place in the great age of adventure and age of navigation in the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
Meanwhile, Helen Wass and the archaeologists will keep digging.
It's great to have a figure that has such resonance across the whole world, but we're also going to find other stories to tell, whether they're a Bronze Age burial, Roman settlements. You know, there's so many stories to tell.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.